First of all, I'd say I'm very pleased with what just took place. I mean, to get the win is obviously what we're all after. It's a results-driven league, and so we appreciate that part of it. Also, I thank our players. You know, there's a lot to be said about this game. We had to go back and look at some things, to have a lead like we did and not complete it like we wanted to. But with that being said, I think there's a lot of good things about our team. The grit that we've been talking about, the turnovers on defense, the pressure on the quarterback, the offense coming through. So in all three phases, there's work to be done, but all three phases came through for us in some way or some fashion. That was awesome.
Environment, great opportunity for our players. I know they really respected it and appreciated it. And I'm also appreciative for our fans back in Jacksonville and around the country there too, because they stuck with us and they should enjoy this as well.
Like showing that last drive after things hadn't gone well.
I thought he showed tremendous poise. I thought the whole team did, offensively. But he did. He made some plays. I thought Allen Robinson came up big in that series too. Allen Hurns. So, just showed great poise.
On his winning touchdown, would he have maybe tried to scramble for that last year? Has he learned how to maybe?
Well, I think what we're seeing in Blake is he does keep his eyes downfield. You're seeing that. You saw it a couple times. Even early in the first quarter, he did that, overthrew a pass. But his eyes are downfield, always looking for opportunities. So, I think he's really grown in that area. Sure. Down there, we just felt like that opportunity. We got four downs to get it. And it came up, and we thought, we want to put that on the offense line, the back. Let's go ahead and get this in. It didn't work out. And, and the way we think down there, if it doesn't work out, we still have them backed up in that situation. It's a good chance to take right there. But we felt strongly with the guys that we.
Do you think that was the momentum shift there?
No, I don't know. I mean, there's other things. We gave up some big plays, we didn't move the ball on offense like we had hoped in the second half. But, I'm not sure that was a momentum changer. But, we got to keep them backed up then.
Does that package only have Toby as the tailback?
No. That's what we've worked on quite a bit coming into this game, though.
Did you consider going to another option? I mean, after Toby had three tries at it.
Yeah, I've not talked to Ole. We talked about a little bit in that situation because we had that third and one on the field too. That we tried a belly to Tyson, but we'll take a look at that. That's part of the things we have to take a look at in the bye week.
Playing with the lead during that second half, how does that balance where you want to stay aggressive, but also you want to get a little bit of clock?
Well, it is, because I felt like, where I was hoping we'd use the clock. We came out in the second half. We used a lot of clock in our drive. We didn't get any points off of it. And you're kind of hoping that's what would take place in the fourth quarter. And we tried to mix in some run and pass, stayed aggressive, and it didn't go like we had hoped. We didn't burn much clock. But, I thought we stayed true to who we were. We didn't get conservative.
In the moment, positive of coaches, 27-3, all of a sudden you look up and you're trailing. That's resiliency, though, from your team.
It really is. But that's what we see in this team. We've seen it all year where they've come back, and fought back, but it never showed the results that we had hoped. And they continue that. That's why I'm so excited for them. They continue believing. They continued with that mindset. And it showed up in this game, and it paid benefits for it. So, yeah, I do appreciate that part of it.
TJ went over 100 yards first game back. How impressed were some of the runs?
I thought he did a great job. Not only in running, but protections as well. Thought he did a pretty good job there too. So he made a lot. Sometimes there was holes there. Sometimes there was not much there, and he made something out of nothing. So give him credit. Fierce competitor. He was sick yesterday too. So, for him to come back and play as strong as he did, credit to him.
Showing you more each week, but in terms of his toughness and what he can handle because injury is sick.
Well, yeah, I know he's pretty tough, but I think that how he fights through things and how he handles it, it's I think that's part of his personality.
What's the difference in how your defense played the first and the second half?
Well, I thought we were aggressive at times. I mean, there was plays, just like we said, when you blitz some, they're going to get some plays. And I just felt like Bob and the staff did a really good job at hitting in certain times and putting pressure. We end up getting turnovers that led to touchdowns. You know, a couple scores on defense, that's always big. We talked about they come in bunches. Today they came in bunches. That's how it happens. So not only those scores, but Cyprian's fumble on the 1 yard line or 2 yard line or wherever it was. You know, that resiliency, that grit that shows up right there going after the ball. I think that says a lot about the team.
And what about the second half? What happens? What changes there?
Well, we stayed aggressive now. We stayed aggressive. They changed up a little bit. They didn't have any three wide sets or very minimal three wide sets. So, you know, some of the pressures they did a good job picked up. But we hit them on the third down. You know, where Branch hit them too high, I think we got called on. So we still hit them on some opportunities.
What did you change defensively? It looked like you got to send a lot more blitzes from the corner today.
From the edge? The corner blitzes or edge?
Coleman blitz, at
least. Oh, yeah, it's the nickel corner. He's blitzed before. He's blitzed before, but there was a couple few different twists that we put in this week.
Were you concerned that your team was not handling the situation well as you saw this lead dissipate and then finally lose it?
Well, you know what? I felt like, oh, here we go, man. We gotta really fight now. It's calling on this. Like, we've been in this situation and we're not going to give this one up. More of that mentality. But you did feel a little bit of that. But, you know, the players might not have. You know, they might have said, let's go, man. We can get this thing done. But when you hear them talking like that, let's regroup. Let's go. We still got time. You know, that was more of the conversation.
It always happened here at glass coverage. Why do turnovers come in bunches? You know, you get the first one
in the cycle. Right. Well, I think, you know, sometimes it's, you know, different looks. Or Telvin's was exactly what he should do. He did the technique. His reads were right. His pre-snap indicators, his post-snap, and it took him right to the place, and he made a pick. And I'm not saying that when you do that all the time, that's what it leads to, but it gives you a chance. And I think it's a great message for him. Just stay consistent with it the whole time, and when you get your opportunities. And he had one in the red zone, too. You know, so I was really pleased with how he's come along. He just had to get that one in the red zone.
Gus, you mentioned a lot about being in a different stage with this team right now, one possession game, win or lose stage. Is this that step forward you're looking for?
Well, yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, when you can go in and talk to them, I think they felt like there was more plays left on the field. We had more opportunities. We didn't capitalize on offense like we wanted to, defensively as well in the second half, like you mentioned, but we won. And I think they'll take this and grow from it. Just say, hey, we tell the truth, we learn from it, we grow, and we move forward. And there's some hard truths that were in that game. But there are also some really, really good plays. Really good plays. And the guys stayed aggressive. You don't know how a team, I knew, they knew, but I'm not going to be naive enough or take it for granted how they came out today and played with the spirit they did. Tremendous energy. Tremendous energy.
How do you think Garrett's playing? Get that started.
He did a good job. There were some things that we had to change up. Some of the plays they caught underneath, they attacked a little bit. We changed it up and took some of that one away. I know that you know, the long pass right there, he was caught a little bit, and the receiver got behind him. You know, those plays happen. It's just at a critical time.
You don't want to relax or anything, but is there a little bit of sigh of relief that you can break that much?
No. No sigh of relief, man. We got work to do, and we got to look at a lot of things that we can get better at and improve on. So, but we appreciate this. I'm not going to deny that. I mean, it's great to have this victory and to go out and the way that we did it and to battle like we did and strain. We're going to appreciate that, but we still have a lot of work to do over the bye.
Coming back, winning this game compared to, say, in years past, losing before the bye.
Well, I think that's the challenge, right? Okay, hey, we ain't got it. Just because we won this game and over in London, we still got some work to do. And that's how I sensed it in the locker room. There was a lot of sense that, hey, there was a lot of points we left out there, some stops that we could have had, and we got to get those things corrected. But, hey, we got work to do, but let's appreciate this game.
Thank you, Coach.
Okay, thank you.